Kevin Stallings, a Vanderbilt basketball coach on the Ferguson on the Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery Hotline. Kevin, just a lot of good things to say about your team right now. Undefeated, ranked 13th in one poll, 12th in another. It's a pretty good place to be right now.
Well, it is, Mark. We've really managed to find ways, and it's been a lot of fun so far. Our team has done a great job, and obviously we've been led by Shane Foster, and he's probably playing as good a basketball as anybody in the country right now. So it's just been a lot of fun and been very rewarding, and obviously we start SEC play tomorrow, so the real stuff gets here, so we're looking forward to that also.
Thought the UMass game was sort of a show-me game, and for the uninitiated, UMass is probably one of the four teams in the A-10 that will likely go to the NCAA tournament if things play out the way we think they might. But it sounds funny, but the biggest impression that a 97-88 win left me with was that you guys really picked it up on the defensive end, especially when you went into your 2-3 zone.
Well, I would agree with that. You know, we talked about it as a staff, and they kind of had six throwaway points there at the end. They scored six in the last 30 seconds when, you know, the game is out of reach. But our zone made a big difference in that game, and we were happy for that, because obviously it was very difficult containing their penetration. But we held them to 41% shooting. They shot in the low 30s from three, and we kept them off the foul line. They're a team that have been shooting about 27 or 28 free throws a game, and we only put them on the foul line 18 times. So I thought those numbers were very good for us, but I agree with you. Our defense was not bad, despite the fact that they scored 88 points, and there were 90. One team had 97 possessions when the other team had 96 possessions in that game, Mark.
Kevin, I listened to a pretty fascinating interview over the weekend with Bob Knight and John Madden talking about coaching philosophy. And one of the things that Madden brought up and Knight jumped all over, totally agreed, was Madden said, the things that you let go or let go when your team is winning will keep you awake at night when your team is losing. Is it harder for your team to listen to you about what they're doing wrong when they're 15-0?
I don't know if I would say that the answer to that is probably yes, but I also want to follow that up and say that my team has been awesome at listening and really trying to do what we've asked. And Gene Katie always used to say that you could coach them easier after a loss. I think that's probably just human nature, but I've really been proud of our team because they've been great listeners and really trying very hard to do what we want. I think that they, when I told them we had some defensive deficiencies, they believed it. And we've worked hard to rectify it. We're not all the way there yet, but we're a lot closer than we were when we got back from Christmas. But I would certainly agree that, I would agree with what Madden said. That's very, very true.
You start with South Carolina, 8-6 out of conference, but you've got they've got two transfer guards, smallish but quick, Devin Downey and Zam Frederick, both guys who can beat you off the dribble. I know you're familiar with one of them, but those are the type of guys that gave you problems the last couple of years.
Well, we're familiar with both of them because Downey, as you know, came in as a freshman at Cincinnati and just annihilated us. In our first game against Georgia Tech a couple of years ago down there, Zam Frederick had a very good game against us. So we're familiar with both of them, and they're both very, very good players, very good offensive players, they also have the leading three-point shooter in the country, Brandis Raley Ross as their other perimeter guy. So they've got three perimeter guys that can really score the basketball, that's been problematic for us. We've had trouble guarding really, really good perimeter guys, especially really good point guards. So we'll have to be really on top of it because Devin Downey is the best offensive point guard that we face this year and maybe the best one that we face the entire season.
Kevin, all the talk about your freshman class and A.J. Ogilvie and at times Keegan Bell, but I've really been impressed with the minutes you've gotten out of Darshawn McClellan. Not a great free throw shooter, but he does a lot of other things really well.
You're exactly right, and we don't beat UMass without Darshawn's performance. He goes in there and gets his 9 rebounds and played great defense and so you're exactly right. Darshawn's given us big minutes when either Ross or and even at times when AJ has been in foul trouble but our freshmen have been very, very productive, and that's been a big reason why we've been successful thus far.
All right, Kev, good luck, and we'll speak to you next week.
All right, Mark, thank you. See you.